Hi, I'm Mario Guerra, the two-time former mayor of the great city of Downey. You're watching, you're listening to Talking Downey. Thanks for watching and listening today. By the way, we couldn't do this without our great sponsorship of Financial Partners Credit Union, over 83,000 members founded here in the city of Downey. They've been great because they want us to get the communication and the word out about what's happening in Downey, and their home office is here in Downey. Today, I happen to have somebody that's got two hats. One of them happens to be with Financial Partners. Our guest today is David Cantor, and he is the new president of the Downey Chamber of Commerce. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate being here. Thank you for the opportunity.
It's good on there. I've known David a long time now. David is also vice president of government affairs for Financial Partners. So him and I have gone back to D.C. Lobbying on credit union bills and
Sacramento.
So forth on there. So Dave, let's start off with your new hat.
My new hat.
The Chamber of Commerce. So tell us, number one, what I know you've been on their board for several years. So what finally led you? I know they've been asking you to take the reins as president. So tell us a little about your road.
The way the chamber starts, you're on the board of directors, and then the position that opens up is the president-elect. And the various officers or whoever, some of the chamber board says, hey, you know, we're looking at going this direction or that direction. Invite you to be that president-elect. And so all of last year, they voted me in, and so I was president-elect, and the first thing, I like structure, and they kind of recognize that, and we haven't had a bylaw revision in over a decade.
Oh, wow.
So they said, okay, yes, you're learning the day-to-day of the chamber, but we also need bylaw revision, and we'd like to reinstitute some of the events that have kind of faded away. So that's what last year we did. We formed a bylaw committee, went back over it, and we're 130-plus years. It's the 1800s started. So it's been fascinating.
That's great.
To learn all of that stuff.
Yeah. Well, thank you. We need that so badly here. We have some great businesses in that.
We do.
How many members do you have in the chamber?
In the chamber, right now, we're going through a revision, double-checking everybody. We're at just over 500.
Okay.
500 businesses are on the roster. And on that roster, like with anything, as you go looking through and cleaning up a little bit, some of the businesses have faded away in the last several years. COVID really took a hit.
Yeah.
So those were cleaning. So we think we were about 80 overstated just because we're now going through this year.
And seeing who's really active.
Yeah, exactly. And COVID really took a hit on a lot
so.
Of small businesses.
Well, I should get commission because I'm a big salesman of the chamber. When I see a new business, and I always go try to go in there, and I talk to the owners and I say, hey, you should look at, you know, here's a phone number to call.
Yeah.
You should look at the Chamber of Commerce for a number of reasons on there. But number one, too, is you guys do the big ribbon cutting, which gets a little bit of publicity, gets people there. There's one across the street here now in Downey Gateway.
Okay.
A new Korean barbecue just opened up
three
days ago.
Yum, I love it.
I know. So I've been going in there talking to the owner just as Mario Guerra. But that, and I did tell him the other day, so somebody from the chamber should go in there. Hey, we'd like to have you as an official member, and then let's plan a ribbon cutting. Anyway, it's a different subject.
No, it's not a different subject because that's exactly what is needed. One of the things that have, what I'm calling it, the chamber, just my little pea brain is looking at it. We're in COVID hangover phase. We're not, COVID's over.
Yeah.
We're a little bit of the hangover.
Yeah.
And the last couple of years has been, okay, let's just do what we've done.
Right.
And some of the members are saying, hey, where's my ROI?
Yeah.
And so I formed a membership committee, and apparently years and years, like several decades ago, we had one.
Right.
And it's exactly what you said. So we have Diana Padilla. She's with AmeriFirst, financial planner.
Right.
She has a heart and soul to reach out to the members. So part of her task on that new committee this year is in-reach to our current membership.
Right.
And then the other one is outreach to new members.
Right.
So we're looking at what the collateral material we have.
Right.
We're redoing the brochures. We're redoing the handouts.
That's
we're redoing
awesome.
Everything to make sure the city of Downey realizes we've got a wonderful community, very diverse businesses.
Right.
And so her team is now partnering with the ambassadors. I know you're familiar with the chamber ambassadors.
Right.
Their main job is to go to all of the chamber ribbon cuttings. They're at our events. They're welcoming people coming in. They're doing whatever needs to be. There are hosts and hostesses for these events. They're partnering hand in glove with the membership committee.
Great.
And we're now having this huge push to reach out to our current members and get the new members in. So anybody that you have that you just mentioned, please
I will do that because I'm you know, obviously I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm on the ground and I'm a pro business person in Pro Downey. So so tell us, I mean, you said some great things there that I'm excited about, you know, and some of the return on investment, because I think businesses are always looking,
100%.
Say, so what can the chamber do to me or for me? And one of those is community events or community awareness.
You know, one of the things that I noticed too, putting a banking hat on in just a little mode is, you have a startup business or you're a small business, it is hard as heck to fund a marketing budget.
Yeah.
And you're mopping the floors, you're cleaning it, especially as a startup.
Yeah.
But what the chamber does is we've reinstituted the morning networking events. We've reinstituted the evening.
I spoke at one of the ones at Bob's Big Boy. You asked
Yes,
me to.
I did. That's right. And I thank you for doing that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And that event that used to be 6 or 7 people, we're now having 25, 30 people every month.
Yeah.
And members get to highlight what they do. We asked you to speak not on your business, but we asked you to speak on other things, and that was wonderful. So new chamber members, that's what it's for, is if you just joined the chamber, don't worry about putting a lot of money into something. Come to the event.
Right.
And you have 10, 12 minutes to share what you do. And I always go around the table and say, who's your best referral source?
Yeah.
What do you want to do? So we now have standing events that happen, plus you have first dibs, if you would, like the city, the street fair, and everything else that's going on. We let our chamber members know, okay, you get prime location, please come in. Would you, here's what's coming up.
Okay.
And we're now putting a year-long calendar. We have we've just restructured it. Again, I'm a little OCD, but we have those things down. We have the calendar, we have events, we have the dates, we have it locked in. And the newer businesses coming in and existing business go, oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
So membership is, hey, don't forget.
Yeah.
We have this, we have that. So it's an exciting time. Uh-huh. And the 15 members on our board of directors, I want to say 9, maybe it's 11. 11 have committee assignments. And it could be the golf. It could be the anniversary event, which we're doing this year, is going to be awesome. It's going to be fantastic. It's a great Gatsby theme.
Yeah.
And it's going to be much more elegant than we've done in the past. And we've already got sponsors wanting to rock and roll with it. It's going to be beautiful.
That's great. That's
so
great.
The structure is a little more tight than it's been.
Yeah.
But we're going to have everything is going to be published. Oh, and the other thing that we started last year, and it's just coming to fruition, we're redoing our website. Everybody has to be dialed into technology, and we had a functional site, but it hadn't had an opportunity, especially with COVID, for people to do it. So anyways, we've gutted the website. We're having a brand new website coming in. We're just about done, and in fact, the last iterations of changes just were sent yesterday. So we're about to launch that, and that's going to be super interactive. It pops. A lot of pictures, a lot of videos. We're having testimonies for any of the businesses that want to share something. Let me know.
Right. Well, see, you can tell already there's a new sense of energy, a new enthusiasm.
It's good.
You always bring a lot of that to the table. And then also, you know, the chamber, you know, your executive, Michael Calvert, serves on the board of the downtown district. Downtown district, even the DDIA, as it's called, the downtown district on there was formed about 5 or 6 years ago. The businesses, and it was led by Raul Portos, put it out there. The city pushed it. I remember being on the council then. And basically, the downtown district, you see it in Pasadena, you see it in Glendale, you see it in Little Italy down in San Diego. There's thousands of them. Businesses within a certain area vote, literally vote, to tax themselves more. Okay? And with that comes that, they actually pay more taxes on purpose. And with that, you have to have like 80% have to approve it before it passes on there. And it's basically for communications, for advertising, for events, for security. You got extra security, for street cleaning, for power washing, for having people on the thing for planning events. So you get, it's like, what do you kind of the return on investment, what do you get? So we have one that's taken off in the last couple of years. So many different, we have the night markets every Thursday night.
Right.
We have, if you see a nice lady out there with a trash can and a broom every single day dressed in blue, she works for the downtown district on there. You see the power washing, you see the other security company, all that. And it's not just Downey Avenue. It's what encompasses the downtown district. So, you know, your executive is on our board. So he comes to our board meetings, knows what's going on that. So that's something that maybe we can have more collaboration this year.
100%. And I'm going to be here because we're amongst friends. True confession. I only was introduced to this group within the last couple of weeks.
I feel bad about it.
I get a lot of papers, but unfortunately I just heard about it. But what I heard was amazing stuff that they're doing, and that is who we are, the heart and soul of the businesses for Downey. And if we're not engaged in tapping into the various organizations that are out there, there's several.
Right.
And my vision for the chamber is we can be the hub of what's happening in Downey. So if somebody calls the chamber office and say, hey, I'm in this kind of line of work, I'm in restaurants.
Right.
Is there any specific group that I should be dialed into? Well, try this.
That's great.
We don't have to be everything.
Yeah.
But we need to be the hub and the information resource center.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what we're trying to do.
Well, we have our own communications director, Eric Pierce.
Oh, yeah.
He works for the DDIA on his side job besides being the editor of the Patriot. So he puts out all kinds of information about it, not only when the events, he sends out emails, but also highlight certain businesses.
Sure.
We'll talk later, but maybe that's something you want to tap into.
Absolutely. And one of the committees that we have is to make sure our board members and all of our committees, I've tasked them, you're a board member, you have your job, but I want at least 3 to 4 other people that are not fellow board members, but they're from the community that are chamber members. So we have now almost doubled the leadership in the organization. So that's what we're trying to do. And stuff like that, we're making sure. I just bought a bunch of, I'm sure you've seen those big, large wall-size calendars. So I just ordered it. It came in. So I'm going to put it up in the office. And here's what's going on in the city of Downey. We have to know.
Yeah.
And it's exciting, all the opportunities there. And Downey is this diamond in the rough of LA County. This is amazing.
Yeah,
the
people don't know. And that's one of the goals of our show, Talking Downey, is to educate our own citizens on all the good stuff on it and what's going on, but also maybe a reach out to everybody else and put a historically concept on here. So David, I know you wear two hats because you've been the vice president of government affairs for Financial Partners Credit Union. Full disclaimer here, they're our main sponsor. David and I know each other very well. He's not on here because he works for Financial Partners.
Right.
He's on here as the chamber president. But I also want him, I want to get a couple of things in too, because Financial Partners, they're so involved in our community. I mean, they sponsor the parade. They sponsor Rocket Fever. Notter, the CEO, is chairman of the Columbia board. I serve on that with 3 other former mayors. So we're intertwined a lot in a good way, okay? So you can say whatever you want, but we're all moving things forward. We don't get paid for those things. Well, that's your job. That's a different story. You don't get paid for chamber. So tell us your role. What is your role at Financial Partners, and how did you get there?
Absolutely. So I used to be CEO of another credit union.
I know that.
And we were growing. Everything was wonderful. And we needed more bang for the buck of our outreach and our membership. I was reaching out to a lot of younger people. Technology is actually very, very expensive. So fast forward, I was looking for 2 years for a great partnership to combine our services together. And ironically, Notter and I first met at a credit union conference.
Notter's the CEO of Financial Partners Credit Union. That's okay.
And we first met at a conference. We were sitting on a panel discussion table, no bigger than this, and it was on the financial crisis. And we were talking about, is it going to be long? Is it going to be short? It was at the very beginning. And Notter and I disagreed on the length of it. And it was just funny. It was a wonderful conversation. But Financial Partners is huge. Yeah. And they have all these wonderful economists. But it was a it was a good conversation, and that was fine. Fast forward, a friend of mine, he was a CEO, and he says, hey, you got to meet financial partners. There would be a great partner for. So we got off the elevator, and Nader looked at me, and I looked at him. He goes, you? And I went, you? And we laughed, and within 20, I think it was 21 minutes, in, out, and done, and we came over.
Wow.
So it was, awesome. It was a wonderful thing. And the one thing that happened in, like Nader was saying, well, what is your background? My background prior to the banking world was political arena. The most difficult thing that we had was getting somebody who's comfortable in the political arena and understanding it's a little bit of difference.
It's a difference between everything else and the financial world.
And that worked out really, really well for myself. And some of my clients are still in Congress. So it was great to, it was a natural fit. Yeah. And so anyways, on the day-to-day, what we do, any banking regulation that's proposed coming through either the Sacramento or finance committees up there or the banking committees in D.C., we have our lobbyists that we work hand in glove with, and we will talk to a member of Congress or a member of the Senate or whoever and say, this is how it's going to hurt the constituents in your district.
Right.
The one thing you're, I know you're aware, too, a lobbyist can only talk about a piece of paper. That's all they're allowed to talk about.
Yeah.
But us going in, we're not a lobbyist. We can just share with a member of Congress, say, hey, this is how it's actually going to affect, and we're free to bring the member experience to a member of Congress or the Senate.
And to be fair, too, so on a subcommittee, you're talking about subcommittees. As a board member of Financial Partners, I chair the advocacy committee. So to do exactly that. So David and I work closely together. We go back to D.C. Let me tell you about the Government Affairs Conference, for example. So we go back there and we do talk about the things that are impacting our members. Mm-hmm. And remember, we're not for profit. Okay, credit unions are not banks. We don't have stockholders. We have shareholders there. It's our members. Okay. But so we talk about these things and then we literally go talk to Congress. And when you go into a congressperson's office, we have the data to help them figure this out too. By the way, Congresswoman Young Kim, you know, thank you for what you've done. And this is the bill that they're talking about. You have 75,000 credit union members in your district. You know, so you have so many on them.
Absolutely.
So that's how we can relate that. So when you're talking about government affairs, that's what it is. It's passing information on, having an avenue to that. I serve on the National Advocacy Committee. As a matter of fact, after our thing today, I have a meeting. You're welcome to stay on the Zoom call. I'm the only one from the West Coast that's on there. And not
that is true. America's Credit Union.
So we have a Zoom call coming up right after that. But so I know very well what he does, but you have an interesting background. And it's this position in our credit union, and I've worked with David so long on there, it's non-political, it's apolitical. It doesn't matter who's in the White House. It doesn't matter who our Congress people are on there. It's about the membership. It's about doing the right things going forward on there. So we don't get political from that hat.
And, you know,
I want to make that very clear.
Yeah, that is true. We are Switzerland when we walk into any office. Yeah. And the one thing that you know, too, because you're the mayor and you have to deal with the city of Downey as well as the League of Cities when you were involved in all of that, it's relationship building.
Yeah.
Because, yes, we go to the large conferences together, but also when they're in their DO or the district office, if there's something that's really, really heart-wrenching to their – we'll go in, and we have that ability to go to a district office, and those are a lot of meetings too.
Yeah.
It's you build a relationship with somebody, then they understand what you're doing and how it impacts their voters in their district.
And most Congress folks on there – and their district folks too – they want a David to explain it to them. Tell me what this bill is about that relates to finances or credit union.
Absolutely.
So they hear that. So the good thing is having somebody like you that's trusted, you've been in the business for a long time, they respect that because David's not going in there and, you know, giving them a bunch of bull just to get this little line in that bill passed because then he's going to have to face them later.
100%.
So your credibility is 100%. So important.
And we have a good relationship with everybody.
So you've been doing that for many years.
Yeah.
So, okay, so this part I have to ask. Okay. Going backwards.
Backwards,
on there,
yes.
Your political thing on there. You worked in the White House. Yep. You worked for several different... Tell us a little bit about your journey. And then I'm going to ask you the one favorite story that we share about President Reagan, just because it's just a great story. Forget the politics. This is not political at all. But tell us a little bit about your background.
I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up, because I have fallen into the best wonderful vats and have come in out smelling wonderful.
Yeah.
I was picked up my senior year of college, worked for California's largest political consulting firm, and learned the ropes there. From there, some of the people said, hey, we love what you're doing. Why don't you work for us in one of the two political, there's mainly two political parties in the country. Work for one of the political parties. Went in as associate finance director, 3 months later, finance director, 6 months later, executive director, then got picked up by a president and said, we love what you're doing in LA, come over here. And one thing led to another. But before that came in, we had the President Reagan. They were transitioning out of the White House into their home life. And the professor, head of the poli sci department, just said, hey, do you guys have suits? A couple of us. And yeah, so we interned for him. And there's so many stories, because this is when the home in Bel Air was being built. They're gutting it, putting other things. There's several good stories being with them. But one of them that you were referring to and you asked me to share was they were going to dinner down the street. And yes, they have Secret Service detail, but the Secret Service...
They had just left the White House, so they're just now moved here to California.
Yep, and I'm middle of college, and the Secret Service are not chauffeurs.
Mm-hmm.
They are there to protect them,
right?
But they're not driving them. And so anyways, they said, hey, you guys finish up what we're doing at the house, and we're going to go down the street to our friend's house, the Bloomingdale's. So they went out to the car, and they looked at each other. They came back in. President and Mrs. Reagan had the best relationship I've ever seen. They're walking down the hall, just giggling and just laughing. And the president, well, we don't have licenses, and we don't have, well, and they just kept laughing. And they said, you fellas have a car. So here you have a tall, President Reagan's a big guy.
Uh-huh.
And anyways, got into the back seat of a little tiny Toyota compact, drove into the Bloomingdale's. The gates open up, this gorgeous estate, and he just looked at them, looked at us. They're crawling out of the car laughing, and just said, welcome to civilian life, Mr. President. And it was hysterical. And then as we're going back, oh my gosh, that was crazy. But they laughed about it. And there's several stories of just being with them. You
the
get
humanness.
To know them. The humanists,
yeah, the
exactly.
Human, yeah.
So that was fun.
Yeah,
so that was fun.
I wanted to get that out because we've laughed about that for years. Like I said, I've known David many years. We've been to D.C. a lot.
Yeah.
We fought a little bit we didn't fight, not you and me fighting, but I mean, we were advocating on the big, beautiful bill that just came out. We want to make sure that credit unions weren't impacted so we can continue to do what we do. And providing loans and small interest loans and so forth to people that need it. Credit unions are different. Tell us why credit 100%. Union, your mind, a little bit different than
sure,
a bank.
Sure, absolutely. One of the things that people have, when credit union first started, you've got the late 20s and the 30s, the Depression.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a farmer, and this person over here is a farmer, this person over here is a farmer, and they couldn't get an agricultural loan.
Yeah.
They're saying, good luck. You're not. So the farmers all got together and said, okay, here's $50, here's 50-50. They took $150, gave it to the guy, and that's not the exact right dollar amount, but then he had the seed to build his seed his farm, and it worked. He paid them back. That got everybody thinking, why can't we have a co-op? So like REI is a co-op. So we're a not-for-profit organization, and we're literally a co-op. The members of a credit union have the right to serve on the board of directors.
Right.
The members of the credit union vote on their board, and their board decides the direction of the credit union. If a credit union chose to not have a regular executive team, they could do that. The reality is, as credit unions have now grown and they're huge, they do hire management teams to run everything, so you have large staffs. But the other thing, too, is Congress realized this is a wonderful system.
Right.
they enacted the Credit Union Act and said, okay, since you're not making profit, we don't have shareholders that we have to pay. Well, what are you going to do with the profits you make? Well, we're not going to charge as much on interest on loans, but we're going to pay higher savings because we're basically, we're a not-for-profit, but we're not in for charity. But we give that money back to our members, and everybody votes in Congress said, this is great. They went ahead and chartered us. So we answer to Congress, the collective, all 435 people. They can say you're closed tomorrow, or they can vote you're going to keep going. That's a unique structure. But the actual day-to-day operations is a volunteer board, and we don't have to worry about Wall Street numbers. Where's the profits? Where's this? The profits are, look what we're doing in the community. And you mentioned we're involved here. We have 21 events that we sponsor in Downey. And we write a lot of checks because we believe in the communities that we're in. We have branches from San Francisco down to San Diego. And every community, we are there for those members. And that's part of, all credit unions are like that. That's part of what they do. Even if you're, there's a small, I think the smallest one that I'm aware of is the Catholic Credit Union in LA County. And I want to say their assets are just several thousand dollars, maybe 10,000. They are still giving back to their community. They have a school.
Yeah.
So they're basically supporting their small group. But we are fortunate because we have wonderful members.
Right.
We have wonderful products. And that money that's generated, we give back to the community.
Right. And every credit union, by the way, there's a, they figure out the numbers. And like I said, when we go back to the GAC, and financial partners, I've always been proud, and I know the number is wrong, but it's give or take, was $678. Every one of our members, by being a member of Financial Partners, got $678 extra benefit or savings by just by being on there. And it varies by credit union.
Yep.
The ones that are better run, like us, and so forth. So it varies. But I've always thought that number, and all the credit unions are real proud of that. What is the benefit to each one of our members? Ours was, again, I'm going to be wrong on the number, exact number, but it's like $678.
Right.
So it's really important that we do that. And you mentioned some of the events. I know Financial Partners, you know, it wasn't going to be a plug about Financial Partners, but you know what? They deserve a plug. They're, you know, Nader, the CEO, serves on the board of the Columbia. He's been the CEO of the Columbia Memorial Space, which we're now looking at our new Inspiration Building. That's $40 million dollars, and we have 20 some odd million built, already raised. We need more. So we serve on that. He serves on the former Mayor Rick Rodriguez, former Mayor Alex Obb, former Mayor and now Superintendent Dr. Roger Brosmer, and I serve on that. So we're trying to continue to raise money, but Financial Partners couldn't do it without them. The Christmas Parade.
Title sponsor of that Christmas Parade. Plus also we do Rocket Fever.
Yeah, Rocket Fever
and
that just
STEM,
happened.
The Girls in STEM.
The Girls in STEM is an amazing program. And yeah, there's all kinds of
different
things.
One of the funny things you were mentioning, for the city of Downey, this is absolutely amazing. You got Downey High. And you have Warren High and the rivalry game. We're the title sponsor of that because it brings a community together. It's all for fun, but it's a great time. Good. We're
gangs out of Downey on there. You've had, and that's one thing of the involvement. Look at you with the chamber.
Yeah,
but
chambers.
There's other members. You know, the president of Gangs Out of Downey last year, Tony, Financial Partners. Yeah. We have people involved in Kiwanis and in Rotary from Financial Partners. So we're embedded in the community. We do that in other communities, but not quite as much as Downey. This is our home office, and I'm real proud of it.
Absolutely.
We have a beautiful building. Down on Imperial. So,
and you know, you mentioned Rick Rodriguez. And so he used to be president of the Downey Chamber.
Correct.
And he is one of the guys, I've known Rick for a long time too.
Sure.
And
I
know you guys are really tight.
Yeah, we've been together for about 40 years.
He was just laughing when he goes, what do you mean you're going to have a planning session, a half-day planning session with the Chamber? And so we had it at Financial Partners. They're very generous, giving back to the community. So we had it in the boardroom that you go to.
And you look at my picture on the wall there.
We all looked at your picture on the wall. And don't worry about the mustaches.
Okay.
We erased that. But we went in there, and it was fascinating to see the energy and the excitement that the board of directors, and Rick was right in there saying, you know, years ago, we used to have a lot of this stuff. Yeah. So we have, you know, we created notebooks for everybody, and we did those things. But Rick is an instrumental person on our board, and he's going to be in charge of our golf tournament coming up in June.
Good. He's so a doer. He's a doer.
And
a servant.
All of the people on the board now, the 15 members, like I said, about 11 have committee assignments. They're amazing, and they are so intertwined with the city of Downey. We have the Women's Empowerment event. Yeah. I think you're familiar with that.
I'm very familiar with it.
And that has now grown, and Rancho Los Amigos Hospital has a new female CEO.
That's the other thing is Rancho Los Amigos, the foundation. David's been chairman of the foundation for many years, and they raise money through the Amistad ball, but that all goes back to Rancho, which is, as we keep saying, on their miracles happen there every day. So
absolutely.
I know you've been very involved with Rancho.
Yeah, 100%. And we support the patients who use the programs. We don't necessarily fund any program, but if you're coming in and we have a driver's program, you're now a paraplegic. How do you navigate a car? Yeah. So we fund all the costs that a patient needs to use for that. But they, Rancho Los Amigos, you know, it almost went under, and it was Supervisor Don Canabi led almost $1 billion to renovate it, and it's now a state-of-the-art place. It's phenomenal, but they have a new CEO, and Kenita Wilkes, she was Navy, career, she's a dentist. She is the most phenomenal person. She's going to be one of the panelists on the Downey Chambers Women Empowerment event.
Right.
And this thing is huge. It's a sellout every year.
Yeah.
And that's coming up, and it's going to be March or April. We're trying to lock in the date.
That's great.
But it's a great,
That's awesome. Event. Well, no, Rancho, like you said, is a special play. You see those up there, right up there? Those are all done.
Yeah.
That's done by the Art of Rancho.
Yep.
So believe it or not, that they gave that to me my last day in office. There's seven more.
Nice.
While we're looking up there, the kids at Rancho and some of the people there, Rancho's been in my district when I was in office. So I spent a lot of time there and a lot of support. So they took, that's one of my official photos, okay?
Nice.
Look at the lapel. See, there's the City of Downey lapel pin on somewhere, except Jasmine did a butterfly there. So these kids that did these, on the my last day in office, they brought them with some of the folks from Rancho. They brought them to the city hall, and they were exhibited there. So these are kids, most of them are paraplegics. Most of those are done with painting through their teeth, where the brush is done through their teeth. So in all of them, you could see some semblance of me, okay? I think, you know, that one looks like Leroy Neiman, and that one looks like the guy that worked with Johnny Carson and so forth. But it's the greatest honor of my life that they did these. I put them in my office. They're colorful. They're beautiful. You know, we got to show a picture of this, Brandon, of what I'm talking about, at least onto the show during this part. We'll show a picture. But they've only done that for two people.
That's right.
They've done it for Don Canabi, and they did it for me. Those are the only two people that they ever
Congratulations.
Did.
Congratulations. That is a huge honor.
It really is. But look, I see them every day right there, and it makes me smile. You know?
Well, you know, that's funny you mentioned the art program over there. And again, I am so blessed to work in an institution on my day-to-day job that says get back out in the community, get out in the community, do that. And I'm able to bring our senators, assembly members, and Congress members to the city of Downey. Yeah. Look what's happening in our city.
Yeah.
Now we're getting, we just had Mayor Sosa. He came to our last Downey chamber and says, I want to do the update of what's going on in the city from the city council's point of view.
Yeah.
We now have Bob Archuleta is going to speak at our breakfast that you spoke at. He says, I'm hearing more about in my district. Can I come?
Yeah.
But the hospital and that art program, we're now having regular mainstream artists that have galleries are coming in. How do you monetize your work? Because you have to understand, we have the one, we just honored a family 2 weeks ago. He was the premier high school jock. He was being scouted, major incident, and he becomes paralyzed.
Oh, wow.
He only painted with his teeth, so he had the brush. And some of the actual artwork that is in the halls of the new building are him. We had his family come out, and they were just completely blown away by all of his work that is now in the new buildings throughout the hospital.
Wow.
And it's just, it turns life around for somebody. and we're able to be a part of that. And that's what's pretty exciting. And I know you're involved in stuff like that, too.
I can't think of his name. The gentleman in the wheelchair with the flat hat.
Oh, Carlos.
Yeah, Carlos on there. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. He's the one that was in charge at that point of those. And he brought him in. So he's been a long time.
There is no way in a million years you would look at that man and think he could paint because he's got a colorful background.
Yeah.
And then he just realized, my goodness, what am I going to do? And he grabbed a paintbrush and he went through the programs and he's learning. Now Janice Hahn, who's the supervisor for our area, she appointed him to the Disabilities Council.
Right.
I'm saying that the wrong organization, but he's now at the county level. That man is an inspiration and he's a kick in the pants. He is so much fun to be around.
Yeah.
But the talent is amazing.
Yeah.
And you're right about the artist. I commissioned three pieces from somebody from my home, and it's just amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Very cool.
Well, David, you know, your energy and your passion and you embody so much of what Downey is, and I'm so happy that to have had you on. And like I said, you and I have been friends for many years. We've had some great meals together in D.C.
Yes.
You know, we still, Filomeno's in Georgetown, still our favorite restaurant with the big pasta dishes. I cannot go to D.C.
Right?
We go there without that.
So you have to.
David and I have been there 10 times at least.
I don't have a sweet tooth virtually at all, but
they're eclairs.
You get the cannoli, but those eclairs
are
huge, but they make them fresh every day.
Drop the gun, bring the cannolis,
and so forth.
But David, it's been a blast having you on, and thank you so much for what you do for our community and the type of person you are, but also for financial partners that actually helps out so many people. Any final thoughts that you want to say on the chamber to directly to our viewers here, especially in Downey?
Sure. The only thing I want to say right now is we are at that transition. COVID is done. The hangover's over. We have a very active board. And the one thing that I want to do more than anything is bring more community members into the chamber. If you're a small business, medium business, and we even have Kaiser, if you're a large business. But we need, and our focus is on those small, medium individual businesses. You need to be involved. We want you to be involved. And if you are a member and you have questions, comments, the door is completely open. Please let us know. We're here to serve you. We want to be the hub.
Great. Wow. Thank you, David. We appreciate
you.
And
appreciate
it. Great to see you.
And hugs to Ann. Hugs to Ann.
She told me this morning to leave and say hello to you.
Yeah,
too,
there you go. There you go. Because you guys have been married a little while now, but she did keep the receipt. So just be careful. Okay.
On the 40-year anniversary.
That's
celebrated 40
years. Your Ruby anniversary.
It was a nice, she got a nice ring out of
She's
it.
She's awesome.
So.
She's
anyways,
incredible.
Well, listen, folks, I want to say thank you for watching and thank you for listening. My cell number is always 562-706-4114. 562-706-4114. Email me at Mario@GuerraINS. Mario@GuerraINS.com. We've been getting a lot of views on there. We've gotten over 20,000 views in the last 30 days. We appreciate it, and we thank you. We couldn't do it without some great guests and also our sponsor, Financial Partners Credit Union, that continues to do amazing things here in our city. So thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Talking Downey.